This is Bruce Marable from EmployCycle, the HR analytics dashboard for small and medium companies. Since we already host an HR podcast, we thought the best way we could provide value is to share interviews about how HR and business leaders are trying to reduce stress and anxiety with their employees during this coronavirus public health crisis. Please listen to the following interviews, and we hope that it helps you and your company.
So, our first guest, please help me better understand your name, your title, and your company.
Sure. So, Sarah Wilson, head of people at Smart Recruiters.
Okay. And what's your headcount?
300.
Your industry?
Supper service.
Your location?
Headquartered in San Francisco, offices in 6 countries around the world.
And do you already have any existing employees working remotely?
Yes, 35% roughly.
Great. All right. So what is working in your current employee response plan?
So I think the thing that's working best for us is that the response plan is fluid. So we are not set in stone and we're adjusting as we need to. I think the second thing that's working well is that the plan is holistic. So it's a business continuity plan, it's a protect our community plan, and it's a protect our employees plan. And so our org can see both how we're reacting as a business, but also how we're reacting as people.
What is not working in your current response plan?
We are too soon to show you what's not going to work. What didn't work in the beginning, or the thing that was the biggest lesson learned for us, was that our employees didn't want a lot of freedom of choice. So we gave them a lot of leeway and a lot of flexibility in terms of how they chose to set up their working structure when some of the early countries started to see working restrictions. What we found was our employees really wanted to be told to stay home as opposed to being told to do what they wanted. And so we had to make an adjustment pretty quickly to make our people feel safe and protected.
What surprised you during this crisis?
The resounding outpouring of support, like peer support, and the willingness of our employee base to step in and help each other. We yesterday sent out a note to 30 or 40 of our employees who are veteran work from home people and said, hey, we're going to put together a guide on best practices for working from home in the next few days. Can you send us some ideas or your best practices? And within 3 hours, we had responses from 100% of the people who had submitted. And they weren't just get up and walk around outside. They were thoughtful and emotionally, some of them emotionally driven, and, you know, protect your extroverts. It's like some really nice things. And so I think that real desire to help each other has been an incredible, pleasant surprise for us.
What's your next step moving forward?
We're hosting a company all hands tomorrow. So we've been in constant communication with our org, but we've decided to pull everybody together in a virtual call. We're going to do everyone video on everyone in their personal home space, celebrate that this is crazy. Kids and pets are welcome. And we're going to walk through our business plan with everyone in the organization and what role they will have to play in order to help us be successful through this time, but also just to show some support with the full company backing one another. So I'm actually really excited about it. I think it's going to be a good event.
And lastly, one tip for all your fellow HR and people officers out there as they're dealing with this crisis.
Don't be afraid to ask your peer group what they're doing or for help or for tips. And copycatting is totally allowed. If you hear somebody doing something really cool, like one of the CEOs in our industry has announced theme days. So once a week they're doing, like last week, all of their meetings were in 80s theme. And so their employees dressed up in costume and 80s costumes. And I was like, that's awesome. We're totally going to copy it next week. So I think copycatting is allowed. We are all one community. None of us are looking to win awards for most innovative ideas. We all just want to get through this together. So lean on each other, because this is a time for community support.
Sarah, thank you so much for your support, and I hope you, your family, and all your employees are okay during this crisis. Thank you.
Thank you.
If this interview helped you, please send to all the HR and business leaders in your network, since we're all looking for some reassurance, some guidance, and a sense of community. Stay tuned for more episodes by subscribing to the EmployCycle podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you listen to podcast episodes. Or you could also check in at employeecycle.com /podcast to get more interviews like this. Please stay safe and stay healthy. Talk to you soon.